Hello and welcome to Experience Jared.
My name is Tanner Ruby.
Cherubi.
AKA Tanner Greenring, and I am joined as always by my co-host, Josh Arade.
Rose Arade.
Yeah.
It's a very, what was that sort of a like talk radio NPR opening you did for a second there?
No repeats on names this season. That's my commitment to you, and that's my commitment to the Butt Catchers.
Is anybody checking that? Are you checking that? That you actually haven't used any of these before?
Surely I've never done Tanner Ruby.
Seems like an obvious oversight.
Very well, smooth, I don't know, someone, both of them. Maybe there's some like ombudsman fueled by Rob can maybe do it.
Yeah, he's our ombudsman, if anybody is.
Yeah. Joshua, here we are. Brilliant diamond, shining pearl. Me, the former, you, the latter.
That's right.
We're on two separate journeys, but in so many ways the same.
Wow. In a lot of ways, we found out this week with the Soul Link Nuzlocke that we are playing.
You finally got to see my home, where I grew up, the Grand Underground.
Oh, that's where Shadow Josh grew up?
That's sort of where all the shadows live, just sort of in these sprawling underground caves underneath, like, cities.
Although, there's some nice areas.
You've seen us, right?
Yeah. We've established this.
So, yeah, that's where I grew up. That's where, like, I ate the raboot and all that kind of stuff. Like, had a really hard life.
Is there a shadow, Bobby?
Yeah.
Whoa. That's twisted.
He's really down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
And
short.
Super short. Yeah. Anyway,
there's some nice areas down there in that Grand Underground, though. I stumbled across the Fountain Spring Cave.
Yeah, sure. They're like the nicer hunting grounds for us, shadow people. You know,
okay.
That's where we go to like hunt our, you know, we'll like hunt in herds to take down like a Rhydon. We'll use that to like fashion armor, weapons to take down larger prey.
What a life Shadow Josh has led.
Yeah, and it's what a taste of freedom I have up here. And of course, I'm going to use this freedom to hunt you.
You regular sort of Josh grew up with a lot of problems that you had to sort out, whereas Crystal Ball kind of created all of her own problems. So there is a yin and a yang to it, ultimately.
A little bit of a yin and a yang.
Yeah.
We've left Rourke
in the dust, crumbled all of his fucking rocks.
And we're headed on, Joshua, to... Where are we going? What's the name of this game? Walkthrough. There we go.
Well, we were
so
going
many
to...
So desperate people searching for Walkthrough Bulbapedia, Walkthrough Game Facts. And it's like, nope, sorry, all you get is Eurogamer.
IGN and something called Game8.co.
I do
miss
like
those halcyon
efficient
days of the Bulbapedia walkthroughs.
Game8.co is like bullet points.
Yeah, but
they're efficient.
We don't need that as much as we just need reminders about all of the like crazy shit that all of these NPCs say.
Yeah, that's true. We go back to Jubilife City. Of course, I already did this because I had to go trade my Starly away last week for an Eevee from Sword and Shield.
Right.
Umbre, one of my two children,
mm-hmm.
along with my starter, Pluto Monferno. This little rascal, I tell you what, this Eevee, whew.
Can't control
would not
it.
Listen, I mean, as expected, it would not listen to a word I said. It fought me at every turn. Like, occasionally would throw me a quick attack, but for the most part was just loafing around.
So you overleveled that thing.
Well, it came to me level 15.
Okay, so it overleveled itself because it's a rascal ultimately. So
I couldn't get a handle on it. But I, you know, occasionally I'd put it in anyway, just to see if I could get some of that happiness score up. Because
right.
Ultimately, I'm trying to level this thing up at night to turn into an Umbreon.
Mm-hmm. As you'd be wont to do.
So I'd let her go out and loaf around a little bit from time to time.
It's nice.
So I'm back here. I'm in Jubilife City. We now need to head, well, I don't know which way we need to head. We need to head towards Route 204. We're going to take the Ravaged Path, Joshua, to...
Floroma Town.
Yes.
And that's only barely even halfway through the journey this week.
Yeah, quite a leg. I like.
There isn't
I
a
like
gym till Eterna.
Hefty these old legs were. You know, you're really getting a good bit of game in between each one.
Yeah, I think I was already at like 6 hours, maybe, this whole thing.
Yeah.
The second gym. Forgot about this.
Ravage Path, I guess this is something that's going to happen, is you fucked me. And that's okay. That's what Shadow Josh is here for, being dumped on by a regular Josh.
Yeah.
Because you had no creativity in here, and you only saw Zubats and Geodudes and thought, well, that's it, and left. Locking me out of the entire cave, which included Psyducks, which both of us can catch, and Zubats.
Are you sure?
Which I can still catch.
Well, I can't override. I'm playing with the dupes clause, so I can't just catch another Zubat or a Geodude.
I know, but you could have gone for a Psyduck.
I guess the Zubat is off the board. Does that then, can it be refreshed? Because the Zubat's going to get traded.
I don't know, Joshua. As you know, in the Sinnoh region,
there's no rules court.
Like, the local government is in fucking shambles. And the government is closed. It's like spending oversights, government shut down, all that kind of stuff. So rules court is shut down. It's closed. So what did you do?
I just got out of there.
All right. Well,
I guess I should be looking at the Bulbapedias to see what's in there. The Psyduck is there, but it's a 2% chance.
Thanks for putting the fucking legwork in.
I didn't have time for that. Crystal Ball reached into the ether, and she only saw Zubats and Geodudes.
I think you determined in the moment this week that Zubats were off the table, even though you had already lost your Zubat. None of these felt eligible to you, and that's fine.
Yeah, you're right. I guess that's it. That's the decree. You heard it here first, Bucketchers.
So nothing in... I mean, it's a cool set piece, Ravage Path. There's trainers. You kind of go in and out of caves. It's cool.
Yeah, the cave music remix is nice. I was bopping
it. And then
at
the top, it's beautiful Florama Town, which of course looks like shit in this game, because this game looks... It's fine. It's an indie studio. They're doing their best.
Better than anything else with all of the flowers. And I do think like that the blurred edges...
Like stamped.
It's kind of nice.
Flower pattern.
Time to time, but
you know,
it looked better in Generation 4.
Anyway, they're doing their best with a difficult property, you know, with a lot of very critical fans. And that's not us, Joshua. I mean, I'm critical of the Pokemon. Some of the Pokemon are just awful.
Yeah.
Where are we going next? Florama Town.
Well, Florama Town had a Pokemon that I was very taken aback by, unexpected. And also found it quite sweet. Mm. Well, there's an elderly couple. They're certainly weathered.
There's an elderly couple.
Travelers.
Yeah. I talked to them too.
Are posted up in Florama Town, perhaps taking in the sights, sort of like this is what the Holland in Sinnoh.
Yeah, yeah. What is Sinnoh?
Mania.
France? What is Sinnoh supposed to be?
Sinnoh is still Japan.
I don't know if there's like a flowery place in Japan.
Probably. In any case, I sauntered up. The first thing I did, because I just saw them standing in the field of flowers, and I was like, I don't remember these two. I remember the two Team Galactic grunts who don't let you go into the meadow, but I didn't
remember
these two.
Too.
And I talked to the lady to sort of get a handle of what's going on here.
Yeah.
And
land.
She said something about how... I think it just explicitly says, I can't remember. I don't think it says like, oh, you've been to Kanto before. It just said like, I think, oh, you have experience with Pokemon. Let's go. I'm like, that seems a little meta for you to know what
that is. I think she said to me, she's like, oh, I see a Let's Go Eevee save in your files. Like here.
That was a little, took me a little bit out of the world. I think you could have just said you've been to Kanto before. It would have gotten the same thing done. But in any case, she offered me up a Mew.
Files?
She offered me
Yeah,
up
that's
a Mew.
Incredible. I had a pretty similar story. I walked into town. I approached the first sort of like commanding looking gentleman I saw, someone I thought could be a leader.
Oh, so you defaulted to talking to the man, is what you're saying?
There was a gentleman standing next to the lady, and for some reason I talked to him first, and he offered me a Jirachi, which I took.
Yeah, that's a freebie. So they're soul linked. So that's
those
fun.
Are soul linked. Yeah, those are our Florama Town Pokemon.
Honestly, Jirachi would be a little bit more interesting to me. I'm sure that Mew has to be better ultimately, but I've never touched a Jirachi.
Here's the thing about Jirachi. It's good. Obviously, it's a really good Pokemon. It's Steel Psychic. It, I think, can learn most moves, if not all moves. Every time I open up the TM menu, it seems to be able to learn everything.
Oh, does it share that with Mew?
But its whole thing is like star. I don't have that many TMs, so it can learn like the five basic TMs we've been given so far. But
Mew can learn everything, as we know.
Its whole basic like theme and aesthetic is like star based, and all the moves it learns naturally are like star moves. So it's got no real like rhythm to its like move pool, if you know what I mean. It's just like now It learns Swift because like Swift has stars in the animation, and it's like okay, cool. Well, I guess I'll take Swift, but
yeah, I mean that's honestly I think not as bad of a problem as I'm dealing with. With Mew, which is that Mew only learns moves at every 10 levels.
Right. And any TM, right?
It does any TM, sure, but it does not learn a psychic attack move until level 100. And that's psychic.
I remember that when I ran a Mew. You know, it's a challenging Pokemon in a lot of ways. In a lot of ways, it's not challenging at all, though, because it's a really good Pokemon.
Yeah, and I can't, but we have relatively limited TMs right now in terms of the ones that I would actually want to use on it. And we are back on the classic TM system where you can only use them once. We get multiples of some of them, which is good, cool. Except they're not really any of the ones that I would get multiple uses out of.
Right.
But in any case, I'm not really going to complain about having a Mew on my team, especially at this stage in the game, and especially because Mew is Joshy's sweetie.
Oh, yes, baby.
You can't. I know you get riled up when I say Mewtwo is a sweetie, but you cannot deny Mew.
Oh, how could I ever get riled up about Mew not being a sweetie? Of course, Mew is a sweetie. It's insulting that you would suggest I would say otherwise.
Good. Because I think this is canonically in the podcast, the first time I've had the opportunity to actually say Mew is a sweetie.
Well, welcome there you to the have club, it. Mew. A true sweetie, just like our friend Bebe.
And I love when it uses moves. It will, and its only attack move right now is Pound, which with its stats still always does like half damage to whatever the opponent is, but it does the little twirl where it like somersaults in the air. Very
that's
sweet.
Cool.
Who's Bebe?
Did you run into Bebe?
We have another Bebe. Oh, that was Batty in the last season. That's what we're calling her. Bebe is the Bill, right? Of
Bebe
Bill's
is Bill.
PC.
Yeah, we run into her in Florama Town, I think. I don't remember. We run into her at some point on the journey, and she introduces herself. She says,
quick interaction.
I run the rigs here. Well, yeah, a quick interaction, except she introduces you to my item finder of the week.
Oh.
Ball stickers.
Yeah.
You fuck around with ball stickers yet?
I've been collecting them, but I have not actually made the move.
Ooh, you should see some of the ball sticker animations I've thrown together for some of my Pokemon.
Animations now?
The way ball stickers work is you collect all these stickers, and each sticker does a little like animation or flourish or something when your Pokemon comes out of its ball. And there's a big grid over the ball, and you can stack up to, like, I don't know, like 50 of these stickers on a ball so that when one of your Pokemon comes out, it like blows all these things out. Little rock explosions and little like fireballs and confettis. Yeah.
That's cool.
And you can do like themed sort of like you can stick with themes and colors and stuff like that. So all of my like favorite Pokemon have some pretty dazzling Bebe balls.
See, what I was hesitant about deploying them yet was that as we might find out, our Pokemon at this stage are still pretty fragile. I'm not sure who's going to make it long enough. I could do it from you, I suppose.
That's okay. They're in. You can just go into the Bebe Ball menu anytime. It's in your X menu. You can change them. You can put them on new Mon. You can take them off.
Oh, you can move them around.
Yeah,
I'll give it a whirl.
It's just a world of creativity and fun. You know, just for the fun of it.
Just some lighthearted fun. We need that this day and age.
And you know, it's obviously an entirely new experience. Like colors are a new experience for Shadow Josh, who's been stuck in the Grand Underground.
Of like heart stickers, I imagine, is not really Shadow Josh's thing.
The other thing that's not Shadow Josh's thing is little girls, but he ran into one this week.
Okay, that's
and she
good.
Said, I mean, like, you know, like speaking to them,
yeah,
you know, interacting with them. I think Shadow Josh is a pretty scary person. Imagine you, but like evil and like messed up, like you've got like dark eye makeup on.
Yeah, emo. I'm like emo Josh.
And she says, my daddy is stuck inside Valley Windworks.
That's right.
Shadow Josh said, well, I can kill two birds with one stone, lady. This is great for me, actually, because I can go out there.
Your dad and everybody else in there.
I can save them and catch a cool Pokemon while I'm out at Valley Windworks. Maybe a Drifbloom, maybe a Pachirisu.
Mm-hmm.
Some cool stuff out there, you know?
Well,
Shadow Josh walks out there.
Yeah.
Walk to check things out, you know? There's a little patch of grass. Perfect. Pull up the Soul Link, Doc. Sorry to pull you out of the narrative for a moment. I know how world-shattering that is for you. Pulled up the Soul Link, Doc, just to find that Joshua's been to the Valley Windworks already. Has caught a Pachirisu. Congratulations. Cute.
Yeah, I was pretty proud of that.
And then it's been slain.
It's slain. Did not get a ton of use out of that thing. I was so excited to have an Electricmon. I was like, this thing's no good, but I'll take it. At least it's got spark.
DNC for me in Valley Windworks. Did not catch. And then do you have anything to say about this Pachirisu, or is that coming later?
It's coming on the next route. It's coming on the next route. I had Pachirisu through the Valley Windworks.
All right. Well, spoiler alert. Let's talk about the Valley Windworks, because Team Galactic, we're back into like classic bad guy territory in Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl.
Very straightforward scheme.
I think the last great bad guys, maybe, Team Galactic.
Yeah, well, I thought...
start getting a little squishy after this.
Team Plasma, maybe, is the last straw.
Oh, yeah, were they dressed as knights?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
And they got all those sages.
Yeah.
Then I think it's downhill from there.
They're here. They've taken over. It's unclear why.
They want energy. There's like some scientist who I'm not sure if he was crooked or just being held against his will, who's in the Valley Windworks. But even that guy is like, I got a whole explanation from the Team Galactic people, and I still don't have any idea what the hell they were talking about.
Yeah, this is the game where we end up in like the Upside Down, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, that's what's ahead of us, of course. Like, no one has any. Like, I've played through this, and I still have no idea what Team Galactic's ambitions are.
No, it's something about creating the new universe in, like, that fascist, you know, image, whoever the leader is that we haven't met yet.
And humans are all equal.
But this Diamond and Pearl are notorious, I believe, as having the most convoluted story, and we did it in Platinum, and we couldn't even really get our heads around it, and we got pretty torn up in the comments about it, so I can't wait for us to really lose our minds trying to figure out this one.
Yeah.
Because Platinum has a cleaned up story, and they just ported it straight from Diamond and Pearl in this case.
You know what? Let's talk about the graphics in this area, because you noted it in our notes. Because we run into Commander Mars in here, our first like Team Galactic like lieutenant, and she's very unthreatening because she's a little chibi bobblehead.
Yeah, just like they all look like some sort of like Russian nesting doll. The proportions are all off. Like, they're not intimidating at all. Like, Team Galactic had that going for it, at least in Gen 4.
You get into the battle with these things, with these NPCs,
yeah,
and the character models are like so precise and so beautifully crafted,
right?
And like so well done. And like, there was at one point, like, I think I was fighting a bug catcher, just like a standard, like, run of the mill bug catcher,
yeah.
And his like facial expressions changed in such like a realistic and like meaningful way that it was like, I was really worried that I upset him, you know?
Oh,
they're like,
you do care
it's
about
like
the bug catchers.
The fucking like battle animations, incredible. And then the chibi art stuff is just like the worst.
It's pretty confounding to me of whatever, you know, the chain of decisions that were made, where it's like, obviously we know that this was farmed out to a third party, but they have the technology. We know that they could do it. They can make good character models. Like the battle backdrops are nice, but then for some reason they, you know, directive on high, like the CMO is pounding their fists up in the fucking boardroom. It's like, it must be Uwu. Yeah. The overworld must be Uwu.
I mean, like what the Zelda game did it. Was, Link's Awakening, yeah, which was great.
But it wasn't good Uwu. There.
It wasn't little chibi dolls, you know? It
yeah.
was like...
Well, and I think it actually, it right. almost frustrates me more that in the battles you get, you know, semi for the games, normal looking animations and sprites
Pokemon
and like
great.
Character designs. But
yeah.
like I would have either gone all in on the Uwu or like the just don't do it. Like the overworld being a stark juxtaposition to the battle scenes is making it even worse, I think.
And I will apologize.
We know what we could have had.
I said last week that they included no comfort features, like as like a belligerent, like living in my privilege, you know, because I failed to realize how many comfort features they really have included when I realized that they have cured my matchup mayhem in this game with the like super effective, not very effective labels.
Oh, yeah, that they did bring that in from starting with Let's Go, right?
There's so many little features that I just never even noticed that they, I just was like upset that they like, don't let me auto fish anymore. But like, there's so many other things that they did bring over. My apologies, Joshua.
Mars.
Brief trip through Route 20. Oh, did you want to talk about your battle with Mars?
No, I guess not. I just do remember the Perugly was as fearsome as it was in Gen 4. It got,
oh, yeah, kind of a tough little Perugly.
It got one of my Mon down to 6 HP. And then I just barely managed to pull it off.
I think it took a pretty like healthy chunk out of my Jirachi, which is like something I now cherish.
Yeah, we can't lose that thing. I swear to God, I'll just quit. You kill that thing, and I have to lose my Mew. That's the last straw for the show.
When I saw what I caught in Grand Underground, which we're going to talk about in a moment, or when I saw what you caught, I was like, oh, good. I don't think he'll intentionally sink that to sink my catch.
No, nobody has done that yet. I wanted that Pachirisu.
All right, Joshua, we emerge from
Valley Windworks.
We are thanked. We've driven Commander Mars is like, okay, like obviously we're getting some kind of pushback here, so this is not for us. We're gonna leave. The scientist thanks us, says maybe the ghost balloons will return to the valley now. And I said, maybe. I mean, I would be excited to go catch one, but I can't.
Something ethereal prevents me from doing so.
Yeah. And then we're on to Eterna Forest. Well, we're on to Route 205, but Route 205 is pretty brief.
Yeah, it's the wind up to the Eterna Forest. But there was a particular Pokemon that took a wind up to one of my Pokemon, and it was Battle Girl Kelsey's Machop.
Oh, wow.
She comes out swinging with this thing. It's her one Mon. She's going all in on Machop, level 15.
Okay. Doesn't sound like, I mean, I'm going to give you your space to grieve, but that doesn't sound like a huge threat to me.
No, I didn't think so. And I was trying to level the Pachirisu, get it caught up. And I think it was level 13, level 14, maybe. Pretty close. Mm-hmm. It was close. Comparable. Got a spark in. Took it probably down a third. Machop used low sweep. Then I got in another spark. It used focused energy. I was like, great, that's a freebie. And there's like this thing. I got this Pachirisu's champ, gonna be my new MVP.
What a fun little Pokemon. Definitely is it this gen's.
Oh, is this Mouse Hunter?
Is this Mouse Hunter's?
Mouse Hunter. This might be Mouse Hunter's. Pachirisu. I mean, it's a squirrel. Is that counts enough?
Well, it's like an electric rodent, right?
Yeah, I think they just have to be electric rodents for Mouse Hunters. So I think that is our Mouse Hunter.
I would have to look at the full decks to see if there's like a different, like more eligible candidate, but this seems like it, right?
Yeah, this has got to be it.
Wow, so.
And
like double loss then.
That was it for Pachirisu because the, would you believe it, the next low sweep that the Machop did got a crit. Because of that focus yep. energy. And then it was curtains for Pachirisu. So right. I guess I'll have to inaugurate the season with our first song. You got a freebie last episode.
Here we go.
And then I guess
the electric Pachirisu origin. Pachirisu may be based on a squirrel. The spikes on its tail and possibly its ears could be a reference to the static electricity's impact on hair. The electric rodent design may come from the tradition of creating a variant of Pokemon franchise's main mascot, Pikachu, in every generation. And like Pikachu, the yellow cheeks of Pachirisu store electricity, reflecting rodents storing food in their cheeks. We found our Pika clone.
That's our mouse hunters. That's it for me with that. Maybe you could get one.
Maybe. I ran into some in the Grand Underground when I was visiting home. But I didn't think they
would live down there.
Yeah, they do for some reason.
Natural place for a squirrel. Maybe it's some of the trees that have they live in. They got the hole in them, and then they can go underground through that. They can go through all those little air vents.
Oh yeah, like dens, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, makes sense. Well, where are we?
It's time for me to grieve with a eulogy.
Yep, please.
And then I guess we can just go into the break after that. So that we can all collect ourselves.
Take a moment.
Spend a good chunk of time grieving already this morning while I was writing this song.
Spend some time with your family. Like, go hug someone you love. Go ahead, Josh.
Okay.
You can let it out. Take your time.
I hope I haven't done this one before. I've sort of lost track.
Honestly, feel the exact same way about the song I'm going to do later.
I sit around and watch the turbines, but no one's training. I stalk the tall grass for an hour or two. Twiddle the poke etch just for a bit. I'm sick of all the same old apps on a root chock full of mon, and they're all Bidoof. Grab a ball and hold down B. Make my team at Pachirisu. I'm so damn bored, I'm picking berries, and I smell like Repel.
Great.
Then I see a battle girl, Kelsey. Out comes Machop. Spark isn't quite enough to do the job. I'm reeling from that low sweep. Critical hit from focus energy. I work so hard to build my team. Grab a ball and hold down B. Make my team at Pachirisu. I'm so damn bored, I'm picking berries, and I smell like Repel. I got no electric squirrel. Where is my electric squirrel? Zero HP electric squirrel. Guess I'll swap in Badoo.
Rest in petals, Pachirisu. Kill to him a chop. On Route 25.
Rest in peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello, welcome back, Joshua. Hello, welcome back, bug catchers.
Hello.
We are in...
Eterna Forest.
The Eterna Forest. Well, I've chopped my way through, taken out my machete... like slashing through vines, rubber plants, all that kind of stuff. Kick my way in. I'm in here fucking around, having fun. It's like a little jungle out here.
I mean, yeah, this set piece, this is pretty nice. They always do, the forests always look good one way or another. the lighting, shadows. Must enjoy the shadows.
You're also accompanied the entire time by a young woman called Cheryl.
Oh, yeah.
Who
Queen.
Double battles with you and uses her Chansey to heal your... Not Chansey. Who is it? Yeah, Chansey.
She has Chansey.
To heal your Pokemon in battle a lot, but she'll also heal your Pokemon outside of battle, too. Great training area.
Double Lovely woman.
Fun.
Yeah.
Lovely woman. Yeah.
Especially when the Chansey would die in a battle and then you get all the extra EXP.
I was in here at night grinding away, having fun, and I beat, you know, one of these double trainer battles that we were doing and went into the level up screen. And I thought, oh, great. Eevee comes up. And I'm like, great. It's like 10 o'clock at night. She's been in my party this whole time. Like, I put her out in battles, even though she just loafs around. Like, I've treated her well. She's reached the happiness level where she's ready to evolve. And luckily, it's nighttime. So she'll evolve into my favorite Eevee evolution.
Oh, yeah.
Here Umbreon, whom I ported Eevee into for the sake of the name from the Us movie. Have you seen it?
Are you getting kickbacks?
Imagine my surprise, Joshua, when Eevee goes through its little like its evolution transformation, and not an Umbreon comes out the other side.
Oh no!
But might you make me barf Pokemon of the week?
Oh.
My least favorite Eevee evolution.
Come on,
Leafeon. How fitting, Joshua. How fitting. That I, Shadow Joshua, gets stuck with my least favorite Eevee instead of my most favorite Eevee. So welcome to the team Umbre, the fucking Leafeon.
Yeah, that is funny. Because I do think that's common from what I picked up, that Leafeon is not really a favorite of anyone. I think it's not my favorite. I don't know. It's close. I actually do like Leafeon quite a bit. And I enjoyed running it when Brie Van Der in another dimension was strutting about here.
Well, I guess I'm running it, so. And you know what's even, like, well, I get, no.
Well, Leafeon, you better run it, or at least don't let it die, because I haven't even traded in a Pokemon yet that it will be soul linked to.
I'm running it. Why not? It's my darling baby girl. I can't control it. She was born laughing, remember?
Yeah, that's what you're always saying.
That's what she does. She does whatever she wants. And if she wants to evolve into a Leafeon, she does. I can't control her. So this is exactly what I should have expected. Otherwise, I liked Eterna Forest a lot. Good set piece.
Yeah.
And it brings us to Eterna City, Joshua. Finally, we've reached the end of the leg. Psych. Because you still do have to go visit my hometown.
Right. We have to visit your hometown, the Grand Underground.
While we're in Eterna City, I will say Team Galactic are headquartered out of here and sort of have a little bit of a presence here. They seem to have artfully planted small trees to keep you from getting into their headquarters and other various places around the city. I did run into the dragon Cynthia.
Oh, yeah, Cynthia.
Who looked terrible in Chibi style.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't look as bad as the commanders, but like... Chibi style is not doing any favors to, like, you know, arguably the whole franchise's most fearsome trainer. Cynthia looks like a joke also.
It did remind me that we do have to fight Cynthia later in this fucking Nuzlocke run. And that's just going to, like, that's going to hurt.
That's going to be scary.
But she does give you cut, but you can't use it yet because you have to go get the second gym badge first. And I am aching for that second gym badge, Joshua, because I've got this ornery Leafeon on my hands, which right. won't listen to me.
Yeah, you'd like to actually get some use out of it.
But before I could do that, right before we started recording, Joshua, this will be, I guess, let's work through this now. You said your husband needed another 15 minutes.
Because he was recording also.
They apparently have a show, too. They, like, use your studio.
Yeah, right. I was lending it to them.
And in that 15 minutes, I was looking over the walkthrough and updating my notes and noticed that I could go to the condominium in Eterna City.
Home of the Name Raider.
trade a Pokemon that I picked up along the way, I think maybe in Eterna Forest, who joined my team for unfortunate reasons, which we'll get to in a moment. But I didn't like it. And this guy said, well, can I trade you that Buizel that you don't like for this Chatot? And I said, yeah, I don't like this Buizel, so you can have it.
Hell of a trade.
And that I caught the Buizel on
Route 205.
On Route 205. So I think whatever Pokemon you caught on Route 205, you do now have to trade away. And that is your catch for Eterna City.
Yeah, I think
and
that's
how it
would
work. And I'm
not
sure if you had a catch for Eterna City, but...
I did not.
I think it's gone now. And unfortunately, Rules Court is not in session, so...
I did not catch anything in Eterna City, and I do have a catch from Route 205, which is Shellos.
Okay. Can you make your way to the Wonder Trade Terminal? Or...
Oh. Can I?
I think it's in Jubilife.
Is this person you traded with, were they only willing to... There wasn't anybody in there who wanted a Shellos?
Oh, I don't know. You can try to find an NPC in Eterna City who will take your Shellos, but I don't think they exist.
Wonder Trade it is. How do I even get to Wonder Trade?
Let me go grab my Game Boy. It's right over there. In Jubilife City.
Okay, I'm doing it. Done.
All right. What do we got? You're trading away your...
Shellos.
What did you catch on 205? Shellos.
Which I kind of was, I thought was going to be a little exotic to run that. It's not like I've ever run one or
a
Gastrodon.
Yeah, a bit of a shame. You'll probably get like a fucking Butterfree back or something, you know, something awful.
Select a point. I should get it from Japan or something.
Oh, that'd be cool. You're going to have to translate its name. What are the options?
It's just dots all around the world.
Oh, well, we can do something a little more exotic than, or sorry, we shouldn't exotify other cultures, but we can do something.
There's
a little
one
more
in Antarctica.
Than Japan. Yeah, do that.
There's just one in Antarctica. Do you think I'll get it?
Yeah, man. Blast him with a Shellos. That thing is going to die instantly down there. No way. That thing's like a tropical slug.
It's certainly freezing to death. Oh, but it couldn't find one. Oh, it just defaulted me after it couldn't find one there.
To where?
Japan. There it goes. Bye, Shellos.
Bye, Shellos.
Oh, yes. Well, I can get that here, so that's not as fun. But I needed an Electricmon.
What'd you get?
Whatever Shinx's evolved form is, not the final one.
Luxio!
Luxio!
I got one of those, too.
Okay, I mean, that could have gone a lot worse.
Could have gone worse.
Could have gone better.
Shellos is a little better than... Does it have a Japanese name?
Yeah.
You'll work on translating it.
Yeah, I'll figure that out next episode. Let's take a look at it.
Yeah,
what level is it? Oh, it's level 21. That's perfect.
Perfect. Slots right in.
It was caught on level 207. It was level 6. Highly curious. It's bold. That's not that great for its nature, but...
Well, it's your baby now, Joshua.
Yep.
Eterna City, there's a house here.
You'll be seeing it.
And there's a gentleman in the house, and he says, ah, welcome back, Shadow Joshua. As you know, this is the way into the Grand Underground. Here's your explorer kit. You can come and go as you please now. I know you've been trapped there for these last, 30 years or whatever, but now you can come and go as you please. So I went down to check things out.
Say hi to some folks.
I'm into it. I think it's kind of fun.
Yeah, I wandered around. I didn't get to do any of the mining yet. Did you do any mining?
Oh, the mining's the best part. Oh, yeah.
I remember that from Platinum. I think we both could have done more of this in that playthrough, so I will be exploring the underground.
The mining
more this
is
time.
Like a mini game now where you try to chisel chunks out of a wall of blocks, but you have to be careful about how hard and how often you're hitting, or else the whole wall will crumble.
It was kind of
get
like
everything
that.
Out. Before the wall crumbles. But you can also get these little stone boxes that have little statues of Pokemon inside of them. I haven't quite figured out what to do with those yet. There is a woman down here who will trade you spheres for pedestals to put the statues on, but I'm not sure what that means.
Aren't there secret bases in this, probably? Maybe the statues are decor.
Oh, maybe. But there's also little, oases. Oasei.
Oases?
Oases. down here for Pokemon.
Yes.
So there's catchable roots down here, Joshua.
I did catch them on.
We want to talk about... did you? Who'd you catch?
I found that Fountain Spring Cave, which was beautiful. Your hunting grounds, I guess.
Yeah.
I caught a Swablu, which was pretty fun. I didn't see anything in the like dirt area.
I don't practice Solteria.
Yeah. Sounds like I ain't got no. Well, she does got a crystal ball, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Oh, that's fun. As long as it lives.
Yeah. Well.
Plus, I like.
Let's talk about. Can I tell you about who I caught down here?
Yeah, please.
Here's my strategy, Joshua. I keep my Magikarp, Zone of Chaos. As you remember, it's like a human created hell zone for carp around Lox.
Right.
I keep Magikarp out in front of the party so that when I go into battles, it's first. It gets a little bit of juiced experience, swaps out instantly.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
Yeah. Good way to level a Magikarp into a Gyarados quickly, right?
Right.
I'm wandering around the Grand Underground. Not so grand when I grew up here, having to cut my fingers on things and eat Pokemon. But I guess now that it's
with
a tourist destination.
Rock garnish.
I was trying to, the Pokemon are all overworld Pokemon down here, which for a Nuzlocke run makes things a little more interesting because you can pick and choose who you want to catch.
Right? Yeah, as long as it's the same screen, I think that's fair.
Down here, I see a Pokemon that I think is interesting to catch, so I approach it. It's a Scyther.
Hell yeah.
And I have Magikarp out front, and I'm not paying attention to the Scyther's level. I'm just thinking, oh, Scyther, I'll catch it.
I
just picked up a Great Ball down here, too. So I thought, I'll just throw this Great Ball at it. And I threw the Great Ball at it, and it was like a level 20 Scyther. It was a level 19 Scyther.
So you just start and hucking a ball at it? You don't do any damage to it?
Didn't even think
What are you, old like, man in Viridian like, City?
Everything down here is like little baby Pokemon, you know? Like, I was just like, I'm just going to throw a Great Ball at it.
Oh, man.
Bust out of the Great Ball. Don't even remember the move it did, Wing Attack or something, and knocks out Magikarp.
One hit KO?
Zone of Chaos in one hit.
Yeah. You recall that I had a Magikarp that was soul linked to that Magikarp.
Yeah. We caught them both on Route 218, right?
Mine was only one level away from becoming a Gyarados, too.
Well, now it's not. Now it's dead.
I just took the safe route of never putting it in front of any Pokemon, quietly leveling up.
I'll do a song now.
Okay.
I'm almost certain I've done this one, but we'll do it again. Beautiful song, and it was a beautiful Pokemon. Here we go. When you try evolving, but you don't succeed. When you're out in the front, but you're just a Feeb. When you see a Scyther, but you can't flee. Hit with Reversal. That's what it was. And the Buizel teams up takes your place. That's why the Buizel was on my team. When you do just splashes, you can't quite hang. When you love Gyarados, but it goes to waste. Magikarp's curse. Fights under the ground. We're just fucking around. But you will die, my fish boo. And high up above is where you'd go if you just leveled up a little bit more. But if you'd never died, then I'd never know how much I hate Buizel. Fights under the ground. We're just there to fuck around. But you will die. my fish boo. This is the guitar part. You, they're hearing it.
Yeah, they're hearing it. They know. They're loving it. You're doing the next verse too?
Yeah, I gotta do it all.
I chopped a verse from mine. It's 4 minutes long.
I'm sorry. I love my Pokemon that I'm eulogizing. Can't flee from this place. Then I lose something I can definitely replace. I can't flee from this place. You'll die. Fights inside the ground. We're just fucking around. But you will die, my fish boo. Rest in petals.
Rest in petals, Magikarp. And rest in petals, my Magikarp.
And rest in petals to the Gyaradoses they were bound to become.
That would have been nice. And replaced now we can't have that again.
And then now replaced again by a Chatot.
Hope you like the Chatot.
Joshua, I emerged from the underground.
Beaten.
Victorious.
Battered.
Scyther in ball.
Oh, okay. Well, you got over that pretty quick. The loss of the Magikarp. I mean, Scyther is a big... I mean, whatever. Gyarados would be great, but Scyther is a good replacement.
And came up to Eternicity to take on Gardenia. My favorite brand of breakfast sausage.
Oh yeah, you have told me about that. Still have to give it a try.
Yeah. But first we should talk about the levels we brought in.
In
it's level check.
Level check. Oh.
Ooh, you got this week, Joshy.
Well, Crystal Ball.
Crystal Ball.
She's learned a few new spells that she's giving a whirl.
Hmm. Interesting.
We'll really have to try out a new introduction, you know, because this Magikarp is gone. So she's already lost her ability to, she couldn't really conjure tidal waves. So Magikarp is gone.
Yeah. Too hefty of a spell for her.
Yeah, that was too high of a level for her. So she is able to still do Bark Skin, the Grodel, now a Grodel, level 22.
Yeah.
Also kind of a cutie. Then we have Featherfall, the Staravia is level 23. Did a lot of damage in this upcoming battle with Gardenia. We have Earthball, the Geodude, still here, level 20. Now we have Mind Ream, which is Mew, level 20. And then we have Cloud Kill, a spell name that I'm particularly proud of finding for Swablu.
Yeah, that's cool.
Level 18.
Like some Final Fantasy shit.
And Contagion, Budu, level 10, because that's all that I have to just suddenly swap in for that Magikarp.
Yeah, I have a Budu too. Cutie. And I think, what does it evolve into? So I'm good.
Isn't it the sexy... No, it's not the as sexy praying mantis, but it's one of them. Second sexiest one. Oh, no.
Cha-cha.
I'm totally mixed up. It's Rosalia. Oh, that actually is kind of interesting. It's Rosalia.
Yeah. And Roserade, right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So we could get some use out of those if we wanted. I mean, I don't need another grass type.
Joshua, you sit up there in your ivory tower with your beautiful Pokemon. And you never think about how much they suffer. You never think about how much I suffer. You never think about the Chandrasekhar point.
I don't think about that very often.
The density of iron in a star's core. If it's 1.4 times the mass of the sun, it will collapse into a black hole. You know, the scariest fate for any star, Jirachi, level 18, Chandrasekhar.
Sure, okay.
Pac-Man Frog.
Couldn't really follow that whole thing.
Chandrasekhar level is like the level at which a star is too big and will collapse into a black hole upon its death. I don't know, it's named after a scientist.
Jamie on here to explain that one. Yeah.
Level 18, Jirachi. Pac-Man Frog, the scariest frog in the world to praying mantises. Not a scary name, but a scary frog. Wipe out entire praying mantis populations.
I've never even seen one of these.
Pluto, my baby boy, Monferno, level 22. Valiant Skin, Buizel, level 14, who was just traded to for Cherub. Chatot, level 18. Cherub sounds like sort of a biblical name, so maybe it's a little bit scary.
Cherub. Yeah. I think you're going to have to back up and explain what Valued Skin was also.
River otters are in danger because they're hunted for their valuable skin.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cherub, I don't see anything.
Maybe, really hard to say.
Oh, it's a mixture of its English and Japanese names. The Japanese name is Perap, and we're Chatot. So
Cherub. Chatot, level 15. I don't know. Why not? I'll run it.
Hyena. Sacrifice that thing when I got a Luxio now.
Luxio, level 20.
No, you have a Luxio also.
Yeah, Hyenas. Then Umbre, Leafeon, level 21. I don't know if I can change the name now, but...
I don't think you can. I think we went over that. I think you can only change the name if it was never changed in the first place, even if it's traded, and you can change it
Joshua,
one time. So
before we go into Eterna City Gym, let's do a quick kill count and update
catchers.
Kill count. Shadow Josh is at 4. Onyx killed by a technicality last episode. Really hurt. Starly was traded away for Eevee. Magikarp died to the Scyther, and Buizel was traded away for Chatot.
I have 3, but shouldn't I have 4? 2? Don't we have to have the same amount?
No, because you haven't traded something for your trade-in Pokemon yet. I traded Starly away for Eevee.
Oh, right. So I have a pending one, which is that I have a Zubat that I need to trade. I will figure that out. And then So I do have 4 now. Because I had to just trade Shellos.
You traded away Shellos.
For Luxio. Luxio. Yep. So Pachirisu, actual death is Pachirisu to battle girl Kelsey's Machop.
And then headed into Eterna City Gym. Honestly, like, an insult. It's like they knew it was an insult. They, like, hid the trainers from me. They, like, saw me coming with Monferno, and they're like, oh, shit.
This,
like,
is trouble.
We have to hide. But I hunted all of them down. I killed all of their Pokemon, all of their Badoo. I went and found Gardenia. I complimented her on her sausages.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I stealth rocked her.
I think about that for a second. I'm like, oh, that's fine. Yeah.
I stealth rocked her immediately and then brought in Monferno and one hit KO'd every single Pokemon she brought out with my super powered fire moves.
The hardest part of this gym was just finding the trainers. I think the first one was pretty cleverly hidden. You have to go, like, all the way to the north.
They're all kind of cleverly hidden. It's sort of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, there's a bunch of... It's a tree maze, and then they're all obscured to varying degrees by trees and weird paths that you have to figure out. Their Pokemon were all easy, I think. Everyone
GG
was...
GG easy.
No more than 2 hits, because I was also just wing attacking with Staravia.
That's it then, Joshua. Are we ever going to bash these things together? Maybe next week.
We can do it next week.
All right. Well, that's it for this week, Bug Catchers. Next week, we're headed to take on gym leader Maylene.
Maylene.
Veilstone City. Sounds awful icy.
And far away.
And we'll battle our teams, whatever they may be at that point. Obviously, there's no Legendaries clause this season. Or if there is, there's no rules court to debate it because we're both running them.
That's right.
So we'll see how these battles go. They should be pretty entertaining. I think my team's kind of good, honestly.
It's a good spread. I mean, I'm going to have to rework mine a little with my new loss and an acquisition of a new mon.
He's running a Chatot?
Woo. Like one spoke in the wheel. Yeah. You don't know what kind of strategy you're working on for Chatot. Going to blow these bug catchers' minds.
Chatot can even do. All right, Joshua, Bug Catchers, that's it for us this week. Please do rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts and everywhere else that you rate and review podcasts, and do follow the show everywhere else, like Spotify and Overcast and where have you. And do follow us at expsharepod on X and Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, all 3. And you could also check out our subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers, where you can compete in your own level checks to become the trainer of the season. and then battle us at some point in the far, far future.
Oh, Josh.
Even Crystal Ball can't see that far ahead.
The holidays are right around the corner. I have no idea what to get the bug catcher in my life. Where should I go?
Oh, I have a great idea. You should go to expsharepod.com or tpublic.com and look for expshare. And that's where we have a bunch of merch. And it's frequently on sale, but it always looks good.
I'm also going to say this. I'm not trying to put a target on our backs, but you should get it before they take it down, because they do take our merch down constantly for no good reason.
We're constantly wrangling with IP law.
You can get some rare stuff that way. I've got one of the very few like original bug catcher shirts with the Butterfree on it.
Yeah, I think I've got one of the original You Make Me Barf shirts. We got some hot new merch. For those who haven't been on there for a while, we got Smell You Later. We've got Respete.
Get them while they're hot and not contraband.
That's right. Unless
that's it.
That's your thing.
For us, Joshua, I will say top of the morning. I will say
hip chip, hip chip, cheerio.
I will say
alola.
And
then
say goodbye.
I say smell you later.